And let's go next to the Ivory Coast, which is trying to emerge from a crisis of its own. Alassane Ouattara won the presidential election last November, but the incumbent refused to leave office, and it took months of fighting to get rid of him. Only this week, a mass grave containing 68 bodies was discovered in the commercial capital, Abidjan. The new president is now in power, but faces huge challenges, and NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton has a profile.
Alassane Ouattara shot to political prominence 20 years ago. Fresh from a top job at the International Monetary Fund, the U.S.-trained economist was appointed Prime Minister of Ivory Coast. Ouattara's admirers describe him as a respected global operator with impeccable credentials. With a PhD from the University of Pennsylvania, he'd already been the governor of the Central Bank of West African States. On election day last November, Ouattara's supporters were already confidently chanting president for a man whose critics brand him a foreigner and who was twice barred from running for president because of lingering questions about his nationality. Shortly after he'd cast his vote, the 69-year-old presidential candidate told NPR he was sure to win.
Mr. Ouattara, if you are elected, what will be your first priority?
Well, I said it's reconciliation first and work. Work, work, work. Cote d'Ivoire needs to be at work to improve the conditions of the Ivorian people.
Reconciliation and healing because of the bitter split in Ivory Coast following a 2002 coup that ballooned into a rebellion. It pit pro-Ouattara rebels in the predominantly Muslim north of the country against those who backed Ouattara's longtime political foe, then President Laurent Gbagbo, in the largely Christian south. In the recently ended power struggle, critics like Gbagbo's erstwhile rabble-rouser, Charles Blé Goudé, insist Ouattara declared war on his country, citing the deadly fighting in the commercial capital Abidjan during the bruising five-month presidential conflict.
Listen, I want the outside world to pay attention to Ouattara supporters. They are distributing weapons to the civilian. Who are those men killing every day? Those are people that have been given weapons by Mr. Ouattara. They are killing and killing.
Ouattara is a Muslim of mixed parentage, Ivorian and from neighboring Burkina Faso. Some say Ouattara's origins have made him a symbol of a decade of divisions over ethnicity and religion.
I think what matters is how Ouattara conducts himself.
Africa specialist and author Howard French is an associate professor at Columbia University who monitors and writes about Ivory Coast. While the question of Ivoirite, his Ivorianness, remains an issue, Ouattara's close ties with the former colonial power, France, may pose an even greater challenge. French says Ouattara will have to dispel the notion that he's a candidate of outsiders and not fellow Ivorians.
The question of being a lackey of the West or of France in particular, I think, may take a little bit longer to go away because, in fact, Ivory Coast recovery will require a great deal of foreign support. But I don't think there's much of a chance of people holding against him the fact that, you know, he has foreign connections if those very foreign connections are serving the purpose of national recovery.
Before that comes the problem of security in Ivory Coast, especially in the commercial capital Abidjan, plus lingering questions about Ouattara's ability to control the former rival armies. Ouattara instructed his security ministers and military chiefs to forcibly disarm those who failed to surrender their weapons and says those responsible for crimes will be prosecuted. UN investigators discovered at least 68 bodies last week buried in mass graves in a soccer field in Abidjan's Yopougon suburb, a pro-Gbagbo stronghold where his fighters resisted surrender. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.